Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Wednesday, the 3rd of July 2024. Today's topic is the sower. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 13 verses 3 through 9. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Verse 5. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up, and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Verse 9. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Key verse. Matthew chapter 13 verse 8. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Our Bible passage is a parable of Jesus about the kingdom of God. It shows that preparation for inheriting God's heavenly kingdom starts from the earth. The story tells of a particular sower, farmer, who went out to plant seeds. As he worked, some of the seeds fell on the wayside, some on the rock, while some fell among thorns, and a good number too fell on good ground. At the time of harvest, it was only the ones on the good ground that had plenty valuable fruits. Jesus uses this parable to tell us how the gospel will be received in the world. There are important lessons for us here. 1. Salvation and fruitfulness depend upon how individuals respond to God's word. 2. The enemies of God's word are Satan, worldly affairs and pleasures. 3. There will be a mixed reaction to the gospel by the world. Some who hear will not understand, others will believe and get saved, but will later fade away. Still others will believe unto salvation, persevere and bear fruits in varying degree. Pray that you will be among those whose life will bear fruits of salvation and righteousness. Prayer for today. Lord Jesus, make my heart a good soil for your word to find expression in me always. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, John chapter 15 verses 4 through 5. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.